The Associated Press reports that U.S. President Obama marked Earth Day by touting his energy plan in Iowa, calling for a new era of energy exploration in America. The production, distribution, and use of energy cannot be improved by state central planning any more than Soviet commissars and state farms could properly feed the Russian people, even with all their guns and gulags. The point that authoritarian systems can't rationally allocate resources applies regardless of whether we are discussing wholesale government control or mere tinkering. The tendency to treat industry as the tinker toy of politicians is an example of a state's own survival drive at work. The state, in essence, feeds on creating a false perception of its necessity while handing out stolen loot to its favorite associates, the so-called political class. Those who unjustly benefit from the statist system of oppression attempt to direct policy in such a way as to keep the gravy train rolling for them and their friends. We would all do well to remember that lies, threats, and outright force are the only tools any government has, and they can accomplish nothing that free people voluntarily cooperating can't also accomplish, and typically do better. This is Brad Spangler of the Center for a Stateless Society. Visit us on the web at c4ss.org.